Okay, so we're up to Simin Pei Halacha Nun Aleph on page Kuf Chof Aleph. Kuf Chof Aleph. Okay, so it says here it's a short halacha, but the short halacha takes up many, many pages in Rabbi Riviat Sefer and in the Aron School Shabbos Kitchen. The issue is opening containers on Shabbos. Are you allowed to open a bottle of milk? They don't make the old-fashioned milk cartons anymore. It used to be, before all of you were born, milk cartons were made from paper. Do they make it anymore? Yes. I mean, they're still paper, but what I mean is the spouts. Oh, the small ones are still like that? The small ones don't have plastic. No, they don't have the plastic holes. Oh, okay. Okay, they still make those. Okay, the cartons. Okay.
The bottles are tanked for the door.
Okay. So let's just discuss. Okay, let's just discuss. Let's read inside Kalim Shekarchu. Okay, let's read what it says. Let's read what it says, then we'll discuss some things that it says in the Sfarim. Kalim Shekarchu Saviv Pihem Bematlis, utensils that's wrapped around them, Bematlis, a cloth. The kashur b'mashicha, and around the top of the cloth there is something like a drawstring, or there's some type of I don't say drawstring, but there's some type of rope which ties this cloth, keeps this the item that is stored inside tightly sealed. Mutar lekaron b'shabbes, you want to open up this container so you can either untie the knot, which would be a malacha deraisa of matir, since it was a kesher shel kayama and it was meant to last for more than 24 hours. By untying the knot, it would be a malacha deraisa of being matir, so that's not an option. The only other option is to rip open, to rip apart the cloth, to rip apart what we would call the plastic or whatever is holding the item inside. It's mutar lekaron b'shabbes, you're allowed to rip apart the outside on Shabbos. Shezeh mekalkel, this is called mekalkel, you're doing something destructive. Umutar litzorich Shabbos. Let's see Chav Beis first before we discuss all the different modern day applications. Umutar litzorich Shabbos, the inyan psichas a pushka, okay, shabasoicha machal or mashke, some type of container. A can in which side is machal or mashke. Iron primogodim shakasav called the milsa, bichli cotton, called binyan ustira garua, shari, litzorich Shabbos. Anything which is what he calls the binyan ustira garua, it's insignificant. It's mutter litzorich Shabbos leechel himenu avul kli godol, shel nem sa. Oser afilu binyanu stiro kol shuhu. So he differentiates between something that's small, something that's large, something which is very, very small. It's destructive, even though you are to some degree by opening, you are making a utensil. You're making something which is you're making a container. So it's what he calls stiro. Or binyan, okay, I'm not really exactly sure we'll discuss the modern day applications, maybe that will shed light on what this means. He holds as mutter, but if it's something which is very, very large, that he holds...
Either binyan stira, you're making it a binyan because you can use it.
You now have a container.
Or you're making a stira,
you're destroying something which until now was usable. But it's called what he calls garua. Since it's very, very small, it's disposable. It's something which goes in the garbage, so that is not in the category of binyan ustir. Binyan ustir is something which is long term. You destroy something that was until now a structure that was meant to last for a long time. If you have a little container, a little teeny wrapper that's from disposable plastic, that is not called a binyan, so it should be a violation of stira when you destroy. The two go hand in hand. Just like it has to be something, a significant binyan, so it should be considered a violation of stira. A little safety seal around the top of a container on a, let's say you have a container of a jar of fish, okay, gefilte fish, and you have a seal. and around the seal, around the metal seal, you have a plastic safety tampering seal. So removing that plastic seal, that's not called stira, because the plastic seal that is on top of the container is not a binyan. It's not something which is significant, which should be considered stira by destroying it. That's how Mepharshim, I mean, explain that's what he calls a binyan ustira garua. But let's say you have a bottle cap. Let's say you have a very expensive a bottle of wine. I don't know, and you have a very, very exotic cap. And the cap was manufactured in a way where it's sealed. And when you open it for the very first time, you're actually creating a cap. There is a rim around the bottom, and that rim around the bottom was never going to be separated for the very first time. And when you open up the cap, you're now creating a cap.
Okay,
I wouldn't discuss. I'm saying something theoretical because I don't have a good example. But let's say you would in the process of opening up a utensil, you would be creating something for the very first time. That's called binyan. Or if you had something that was in existence until that was chashev and you destroy it, that would be called stira.
Okay.
What? Right, so these things are small. That's why, right. So if it would be very large, then it would be problematic. Correct.
Yeah, two types of
them. Okay, we're going to come tomorrow. Let me just read it, then we'll discuss all different examples. Okay, but I in Beteret Yisrael, the Yesh, the Zosh, Lolo, Chaytzi, Ha-Magufa, Mikli, you don't take out the magufa means the stopper from this type of, I'm not sure what this type of clue. We know what this is? Does anyone know what this is?
I don't know
what this is exactly.
Nesha Osem.
So what is that?
A cork or a bottle cap.
A bottle cap. You're making a drilling hole, and it looks like uvda the hole. Aval ayde yosed, but through a peg. Shari, I'm not sure what this means over here. I'm prima godim. Shakasa the mutal kdech by neke vuchinkas v'chay adam. The mutal lohitzi hamagufos b'chli hamisakin lekach. The ayin, you're allowed to. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what he's talking about. So you got a cork of regular bottle. Okay, drill. Okay. So he holds the machlokes if you're allowed to do this. Are you being misakin? The ayin v'hagos ma'asham shehevi divrein v'sim dekev in the kasa of Rashi the bebeisa she'ein adam roya she'ein leka mishum uvdin dechol v'yafte lav klaluhu mikol makom yesh letzadid bezes. So the machlokes are placed if you're allowed to take out a cork on Shabbos. Some hold you can, some hold.
No, but he's being saying that gevaldik yechidish.
Yeah.
That uvda the churl is not shayach in your private house. So the whole reason we say you're asked to have a television, maybe.
What does the television have to do with it?
He's making a klal here that the klal can apply to a number. I'm not saying.
Okay.
All right.
I don't have clarity with this. But let me just say what I read yesterday in the Reviyat Sefer. There are basically he goes through all the different types of containers. Let's talk about opening up a can of tuna. Let's talk about opening up a tissue box, a brand new tissue box. You have to take off the wrapper. The old milk container. So you tell me the very small milk containers, which are pure, which are just cardboard. And then you have the modern milk plastic containers where there's a plastic ring which has to be removed in order to remove the plastic seal. Then there's opening up a can of soda. And then there's opening up a bottle of soda, which most of our bottles of soda today leave over on the very bottom a plastic ring. The olden days they had metal caps. The metal caps there was not a ring. Sometimes there were rings, but then it just expanded. The bottom was tightly sealed, and when you'd open it up, you would cause a little piece of metal to break, but everything remained fully attached. Okay, what other examples are there that I'm forgetting? All of these examples, he goes through every single thing from beginning to end is a machlokes apayskin. There are those that say is mutter across the board. There's almost nothing that is usser except opening a tissue box. Opening a tissue box along the perforated line, that is us. That you can't do. If you want to open a tissue box, you have to open up in a destructive way. In a destructive way, but basically, when it comes to opening up all food items with all the various types of caps, even a can of soda to open up with the tab, the regular way to press the thing inside, there are poskim that say that it is mutter, and then there are poskim that say basically every single thing is osir. Now, what are the issues? He presents three issues: koireya, Boine and Make Bepatish. Kreya, of course, simply when you're tearing. When you're tearing, you're not allowed to tear, especially not allowed to tear along a designated line. Or even if you're tearing not on a designated line, if you're going to tear in a constructive way, by tearing you have something positive, that might be problematic. Yes, it does apply to metal. It does. It does apply to metal.
Why do grape juice bottles have a place in the cap now instead of?
Well, they have practical reasons. They have probably for just for it's cheaper for them. Or
on the wine, they have the paper.
The paper seals is not a problem according to almost everyone. But removing the paper seals, the plastic seals that are there for contaminating, that tampering. No one that is mutter, because that's a clear that's destructive. And after you rip it, it goes in the garbage. Something which you rip, you destroy, and you immediately discard is not in the category of Korea. So Korea is only a problem Korea because you're going to use it. Korea, you have to, so maybe they covered habrios, it's not so simple. Even cutting a toilet paper on the line is an issa deraisa. That is cutting along a predetermined. Mechatech is cutting along a preset line.
Something you don't cut it on the line.
It's awesome. That is clearly awesome. Even cutting toilet paper along, not on the dotted line, is not really mutter. It's only b'vnei kovet habrios, because you need it, b'vnei kovet habrios, so then we matir, you're doing it in a destructive way, it is okay. But me'ikar adin, when you destroy something in a destructive way, it's not necessarily going to be mutter. If you're going to retain it, it's not going to be discarded. Okay, halacha l'maaseh. So basically everything, there are three issues. There is korea, you are ripping. Ripping is only permitted when it is discarded immediately. If it's not discarded immediately, you're going to preserve it for a longer period of time, so it's not necessarily mutter. Then there is binyan. Now what is the binyan? There are two issues. The cap. When you open up a bottle of soda, you have created a cap. Until now, this thing was permanently attached. It was either glued or it was melted. There are different techniques that are used in the factory to seal a cap to the bottle, but it was not functional. By you taking the cap and twisting it and breaking off the ring around from the bottom, you have now created a functional utensil that you're going to use to seal a bottle on Shabbos. That borders on the issue of boineh, of binyan. So you'll say over here that it's a binyan garua because it's only for a small utensil. That's what some hold. The reason that he says is because even if you're going to keep the bottle of soda in your refrigerator for a week, for a month, for a year, the nature of plastic bottles is that they are disposable. It's not something which is meant to last forever. It's only here for a very short period of time, and anything that is a disposable is not in the category of boineh v'soiser. When you create something, it must be something that you plan on creating forever. When you build a building, in your lifetime, this building will remain. Creating a cap that's only going to be around for a couple of days, for a day, for even less than a day, until I finish the bottle, is not in the category of boineh, according to most poskim. So turning a cap and creating a cap, according to many poskim, is mutter l'chatchila.
The cap was the cap anyway.
Oh, that's another. That depends. That is not so simple. There are different techniques of making the cap. The older caps, there are some techniques where originally it starts out as a regular cap, and there's a ring and it's melted. The two are connected. Not anymore. Now they make it in one shot. It's one shot. They take a piece of plastic and they melt the whole plastic.
They get tons of caps.
Yeah.
And the machine just
pushes it up. So it was never a cap. It was never a functional cap to begin with.
It was a functional
cap. Okay, it depends on how it's put on. I don't know how it's put on. Okay, so this cap, how was it put on?
You have to go to YouTube. What happens is...
Yeah.
No, seriously. They have millions of bottles going through a machine, and there's a machine that has a bunch of caps, and it goes around on the cap, and it just gives it a force down. And if you force it down, I can't force it now, it should be able to go on. You heard it pop on? It pops on even though...
The ring is there.
Because it's flexible. It's flexible. So it pops up anyway. It's holding...
But here's the problem. Everything is subject to debate.
But
the problem
is a cap, even if you have the ring
around
it.
No, that's the problem.
It's a smaller cap.
No, if you have the cap with the ring, it's not functional.
Of course it's functional.
No, it's not.
The way I just pushed it on, I can push it on more.
No, you can't. The average person can't push it. A machine with enormous force can push it on.
So it becomes an easier function.
That's the debate. First of all, here, look at the issue. You're telling me now... things are always changing. You have to know exactly how they're made. But let's assume your example. Your example is you have over here the cap. It starts out with the ring around the bottom. When there's a ring around the bottom, you can, if I would take in the factory and try to put it on the bottle, it wouldn't work, wouldn't fit, because the ring around the bottom is preventing it from coming onto the top, from being screwed on. So it's not a functional cap.
Give it a bang down.
So if you give it a bang down, the average person can't give a bang down. The machine can give a bang down.
I just did it. One hand.
You're not the average person. You're not Meir Baal Hanes. You're not the average person. The average person, you have a ring, the cap with the ring on the bottom. The ring on the bottom prevents you from using the ring as a functional utensil. You can't use it. The machine puts it on.
The ring on the bottom just prevents you from pulling it back.
If you take this off, try that on, take the cap off, take the ring off, glue the ring back to the cap, and then try to screw it on. Try to use the ring, the cap with the ring attached. It's not going
to
work. Therefore,
my shita is that it's not. Assume that the cap with the ring is good.
Yeah.
And now you're making a kilkul in the cap by taking the ring off.
Why is that a kilkul? Adarabi, you're making
it
functional.
It's an opening gerua. You're making it easy.
It's not a gerua. No one says that. They don't say that. The issue they explain is that until the cap is put on, you have to know how it's made. Is it a cap? Is it not a cap? The bottle is a bottle. There's not an inyan of boine when it comes to the bottle, because the bottle is a bottle even before they put the liquid, before they put the soap. So the kli, the bottle is a kli. Then they seal it. Now, the cap, is the cap a kli? Is the cap not a kli? Many poskim say that the cap is not a kli when it's in the factory. Never at any point in time was the cap functional due to the technology that is used to put the cap on top of the bottle. When you twist it and you make that separation, and you separate the lower part from the top part, you have now fashioned a utensil for the very first time on Shabbos in a constructive way, just like when you take the top of the tissue paper, the top of the tissue box, you take off, you cut along the dial lines. What?
What does the kli do?
The cap.
Yeah, not
you able to close and open
it
the bottle. It covers. Yeah, it protects.
It's doing that.
That's called the utensil.
But it's already doing that.
It's already doing it to start.
It's doing it from
no.
the start.
It was put there. It's not a clean. No, it's sealed. The way it was put there originally, it got there in an unusual way. But it's not halakhically called a cap because it's not usable. You cannot use it until you make a significant change.
It's doing what it has to do. It's keeping the.
You're making a good point. It could be some hole. Some
so agree. You should be able to put in a cork in it. Either you're making a clean out of a cork.
I hear what you're saying. It's doing it in a way that's not. It's not finished. It's not yet 100% ready to use. A kli is something which does not require any further improvement. Let's put in this term: when you have a utensil, there's nothing more you have to do. The utensil is fully functional the way it is, whether with Shabbos begins and it contains liquid, does not contain liquid, the utensil is fully functional. Here the utensil is fulfilling a function, but it's not yet complete. Because the way the function is, that the way it is at this moment in time, you can't use it. You have to do something new to it. You must separate the ring from the top in order to use it in a fully functional way.
In that battle, all you have to do is turn it.
You're making a significant change by separating the lower portion and the top portion. By separating the lower portion and the top portion, you have now, according to some poskim, have fashioned a utensil on Shabbos. The utensil that you have made is the cap. Okay? So what is the solution? So the solution is, first of all, many poskim say, no, you're not. Exactly like as you said, it's already called the utensil before you start. It's fulfilling its function even when it's on the way. So, but just taking off the ring, that is not significant enough to be considered that you've made something new on Shabbos. So it's mutal l'chatchil, you can open it on Shabbos for the very first time. That's the approach. Others say it's a disposable. Even if it's true that indeed you are making a utensil on Shabbos, you have to make something real. To make a disposable utensil is not in the category of boine of a chazal. Chazal's category of boyin is when you make something that's going to last forever. A bottle, a plastic bottle, goes in the garbage very, very soon. It's not considered that you've made something significant by separating the seal from the cap, even if it is called boyin. Now, what's very interesting is a third technique is what you should do is, some of the little Hebrew suggests is you should, if you want to, you open it, but throw it away right away to show that it's, and then take a cap from another bottle. And that way, you've shown that I've not made something. I open up the cap, and I throw it in the garbage.
The other cap was
the before Shabbos. That's what he says that you should do. Rav Riliat says that the ideal thing to do, if you're going to open it, you take a cap that was already open from before Shabbos. Oh, that's another issue. Not there yet. I'm talking about boina. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Makeh b'patish is not on the cap, it's on the bottle. Okay, we're not getting up to that yet. But let's talk about the issue. One, you have to separate each of the halachic issues one at a time. Take the cap, open it up for the very first time. I've now created boina. No, it's not boina. In the garbage. If you, it goes in the garbage. That can't call me boina. It's only called boina if I open and I close it. I use it. I open it. I put it back on. I'm using it. There's a function. That's called boina. But if I open it, I throw it in the garbage. That's not called boina. But how am I going to preserve the? The soda, go to the refrigerator, take a cap from another bottle, or save caps. This is what he writes. Okay, that is one suggestion. Another suggestion, another halachic issue is, as Avner mentioned, is makeh b'patish. Makeh b'patish is a form of boina, and then makeh b'patish is not on the cap, it's on the bottle. Because how do you use the bottle? I have a bottle of soda. How do I use it? The way I use it is, I open up the cap and now I can pour out and pour in and I can actually use it. I have completed a utensil or a function. The utensil is this bottle. And opening the cap is the makeh b'patish on the bottle. That's the issue. Makeh means the last hit. The anvil, you finish the product, the finishing touch on the product. So the makeh b'patish does not relate to the cap. The makeh b'patish relates to the bottle. And the head. So some poskim say it's categorically forbidden. Usser. You can't do it. You have to before Shabbos. Others say it's disposable. Anything that's disposable is outside the world of makeh b'patish. So sach hakol, there are three issues. Koreya, when I turn the cap, I'm cutting. I'm separating the ring from the top. That's a malach of koreya. I'm cutting along a dotted line. It's a big problem.
That's
mimachik. That's
what do you do?
That's mimachik.
What do you do when you open a soda can? A
soda can is korea. It's also the same exact issue. So what's the hetter for korea? It's disposable. Anything that you do on something disposable, even along the dotted line, is begeder. It's mutter. Especially when it comes lo'eichel nefesh for food. The part of the build. These are things that built it from Chazal, from the Yerushalmi. Lo'eichel nefesh for food or for bodily use. What is the big exception to this rule? Opening up an envelope on Shabbos, mail. If the mail comes on Shabbos, okay, the mail coming on Shabbos involves other problems of Noilad and of Maariv Dalet Amos through a guy. But let's assume the mail came before Shabbos. You have unopened mail that has arrived Erev Shabbos. So why are you not allowed to rip open the envelope in order to read the letter on Shabbos? So some hold you are, by the way. Some hold you are. But the other holds that the heter of opening up, cutting koreya on Shabbos in a destructive way is only for food and for things that that affect your physical body. You have a blanket, go on the airplane, and they give you a blanket wrapped up in plastic. And you're not going on the airplane on Shabbos, but let's say you have something which you need for your body, your physical needs. You need for your physical needs, even if you're not going to ingest it, let's say papers and plates. You have a disposable plates in the plastic. I need the plates in order so I can eat. I'm not going to take the plate and put it in my mouth, but the plate is something that's going to be used to enhance my physical benefit. Reading a letter is only for the mind. It's only intellectual. And that's where the heter stops. You're not allowed to do a maisa koreya, even though you derive great benefit. I chalishing to know what it says in this letter was I accepted. Okay, we used to get the grades. Okay, we used to get always to get the grades before the olden days before everything was computerized. Before computerized, how to get the grades in there from college and from the high school report cards. Everything used to come in the mail. And when does it come? From old days, only Shabbos. The best mail comes on Shabbos. It's to hold it up to the light, try to figure out what it says. What it says. Why can't you rip it open? It's the same way you're allowed to rip open a bottle because it's not for your physical. It's not for your physical benefit. It's for the benefit of your mind, and that there is no heter of korea. So there are three shilas: korea, you're cutting the seal; you are boine, you're building a cap; and you are doing makeh bepatish on the bottle. Those are the three issues that Rabbi Riviat expressed. The problem is the opening of a bottle. Halacha lemaisa, there are different poskim. Yesh hold the whole everything disposable. It's for food. Mutter. Yesh machmirim that it's taka korea. It's taka boine, maka patish. Oser. A can of soda. Now, if a person wants to be, more. On middle ground, if you're brave, this is not for the faint of heart, you can open up the bottle in a destructive way. Don't create a cap. Take a knife and stab and puncture the cap. By puncturing the cap, now there's a carbonated water in here. It's going to explode. It's not a very good idea.
That Coca-Cola is now selling little adjustments for the cap that make it into a shower. It's like they have a couple of little holes on the cap. You put on the cap. You hold the bottle upside down, it becomes a...
What?
A shower.
I don't understand.
It's not a destination. Coca-Cola wants to make multiple-use bottles.
Yes.
So they sell just caps that
just
come
caps.
With the bottle.
One comes with a little funnel so you can use it to pour out like a gas. One comes out with a little hole in here, so if you hold it upstairs, it's like a shower or vinegar. They actually do that. But there's another sort of cap. It comes a plastic cap. You put it on here and it grabs over here to close it. Have you seen it? Would that be Makabe Patish?
I don't know.
Okay,
same,
I want to tell you something if you don't mind.
Of course.
The Hashgacha Pratis, I just thought of Hashgacha Pratis. 8 years ago, Coca-Cola invented a new process for the caps. Caps used to be a spiral, like a screw and bolt, right? Mm-hmm. 8 years ago, they invented a process, no more spiral. It's like it's broken up three sets of two strips, and the caps. It cost them to convert all the factories $700 million for the new caps. But they did it, and Pepsi bought the patent from them. They did it because they were able to get a cheaper plastic cap and uses much less plastic in the agrum. But then it becomes a different, it's a much easier shine.
I never saw this.
You look at it, you never noticed it. You look at it inside the Coca-Cola now.
It doesn't go all the way around.
Because what you're not doing is screwing something in. What it's doing is like putting a cover on and just turning it a little bit so it holds, it doesn't pop out. So that might be much easier. You look at it here, you don't see a spiral here anymore.
Right.
All you see is this. That's why it's easier to go like that.
So much for the
invention. It's really not a spiral.
So much for the invention.
No, so that invention makes the whole issue much easier.
Because you want to say, okay.
What they said, Rabbi Templey, said that the way he used to open up the baby formula, and he used the can of tuna. Of course, what most people do with the can of tuna in those days, he was using it for ashtrays.
They used it. They used it. Kalen.
So what he said that you have to do, and this is what he did, is very difficult. We use two can openers
at the same time, one on top, one on the bottom.
Right.
In a destructive way.
He said it to shame his father-in-law, or he didn't say that. But that was his shita. That's the way he opened up the can.
Opening up cans is a problem because, again, it's metal. It's metal. It has more permanence.
What he said was, the reason is the bottle was when it's manufactured in the factory and filled up.
Yeah.
It's a bottle by itself.
Right.
It's not going
to clean.
But certain canned products... They're sealed right from the get-go. In other words, the seal on the can of tuna fish is on the side. If you take a look, you will see the seam is on the side. The tuna fish goes in raw and is cooked in a sealed can. So it's In other words, the soda is a finished product going into a finished bottle. The bottle is a clee before the soda went in it. Right. The can is not a clee
piece of metal
before, but it's also not a clee before the stuff went in it. It wasn't a clee.
So you're making a clee for the very first time.
Right. So now your can of tuna, you're making for the first time the clee. The bottle was a clee already. So you're not making a clee, you're just facilitating the use of a clee that exists.
Okay.
It's a whole different product. That's the way he explains
it. Right, so that is more of the metal cans of tuna and the metal cans of soda are much more problematic, as you said, because it was never a clee. There's a problem of boina on the clee. The bottle is not boina. Because the bottle was a bottle before you even started. The only shiloh boina is the cap. So that's what you, as Rameir said, we can get away with. Makiv patish, no, it's disposable.
But on cans
of tuna and cans of soda are not even kalim. The liquid is put in, so it was never a can to begin with. It was the first time that it's going to be called a utensil is when you open it. So by opening up the can of tuna, by opening up a can of soda, you are doing boine on the can itself. Again, the difference is this starts out as a bottle. It's already a kli. So I'm not making the bottle. I'm making the cap. Or at best, I'm doing makeh bepatish. A can of soda was never a can. It was never a utensil. You have to go look at the YouTube videos to see, as he said, how they're made, how the cans are made. Somehow they take metal and they take liquid and they magically melt and package the metal around the liquid, and that creates the package. Then when you open it, when you make the Pesach, you're making the kli for the very first time. So now you have a shail of boine on the can itself. That is more of a problem. The solution is to open up the can of tuna and the can of soda in a destructive way. We've all seen this as kids, where they open it up on the bottom. You open it up, what you do is you go and you take a knife and you puncture it on the bottom, and then it starts to leak. It starts to leak, and then you open it from the top. Ever see that? A can of soda? Again, you have a can of soda, you puncture it on the bottom, it begins to leak slightly, and then you open it from the top when you pour it out. So that way, since you puncture on the bottom, you've destroyed it from the very beginning. Right. You've destroyed it, so now when I'm opening it from the top, I'm not making the utensil. Can of tuna, the same exact thing. You puncture on the bottom from the side, or as you mentioned, right now, you take two can openers, one from the top, one from the bottom, and open it up at the same time. So you're destroying it. You're not making a utensil. And you're certainly not doing makeh bepatish. It's purely a destructive act and is mutter. Again, Rabbi Jiviat says, not everyone is so machmir. There are many poskim says that say that a can is anything that is disposable, is not called boina, is not makeh bepatish, and you can open up a can in the regular fashion. There's no problem whatsoever. So we live in an affluent society, and that's the opinion of many poskim, that these things are disposable. We don't view them as being cans, and that's why you can be makel. I'm not trying to make any chumas. I'm not trying to be machner. Now the other thing he says. Now what about the containers of milk? This is very interesting. He says, as a matter of fact, he says, you know, you have the same exact shaila when it comes to the milk containers. A milk container has today those flat, all the milk, and most of the milk containers are those flat pieces of plastic with a little rim, a little plastic seal, and you have to actually, along the line, you pull it out. So he says, there's no excuse to do that on Shabbos, because you could very easily pull off the entire plastic without doing koreah. You don't have to pull off the plastic seal.
It hangs over the rim.
He claimed that it's very easy. He says very, very easy. Try it. Next time you buy a bottle of milk, try to take off the cover. What?
The sign changes on the bottle.
What?
Yeah,
I'm talking about the milk.
The plastic is on the side of the bottle, right?
Right.
But you can still open the
You can container. Slip off the entire thing.
The container, you can open the corners because it comes to the top like a...
No, I'm not talking about the square. I'm not talking about the square paper, cardboard with a round seal. That's harder. That's more of a problem. I'm talking about the plastic round or partially square containers of milk. And they have on top a plastic, and they have a little ring. Those rings are very easily removed. You don't have to actually pull off the metal, the plastic thing. You can actually pry off the entire thing very easily. He advises one should. If you don't want to do that, you can. If you b'di'evit, you can pull it off b'di'evit. Or if you want, you can do it in a destructive manner by puncturing it or destroying the bottle. Things like that. There are all different opinions on how to do that. What about the little orange little apple juice containers? The little apple juice, you want to take the straw and you want to puncture the straw. Is that, so he holds that's also mut, because though that foil, you're not making a new opening. The opening already is there. You're just separating a disposable right. Opening up milk containers, Rav Moshe is very machmir. Rav Moshe holds you're not allowed to open up the old-fashioned cardboard milk containers. Right. He holds that's korea, and you're making a utensil. He holds you're not allowed to do that. Other poskim say no, it's disposable. You can do it. So basically, again, across the line, across the board, everything there are chiluke deos. And another thing he even points out is if you're from the machmirim, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do it. And you're not allowed to tell another Jew to do it. If you are machmir, there's whatever you can't do, you can't tell a guy to do. No difference. Not a different religion. No, okay, if the guy does it on his own, so it's also not so simple. If he does it for you, you're not allowed to derive benefit. You're not allowed. If the guy does it for some, the only difference is the guy does it for his own benefit, or if he does it for someone else who is matir. Or let's say someone else who does it for themselves, another Jew does it for themselves, then you can also take some of the contents of the bottle.
If you have a Jewish person as a guest,
yes,
and you say, you have a milk or whatever, you say, look, I'd love to offer you a cup of coffee with milk, but I don't open cans.
But if you want, you could do it. So let's say yes, he could do it 100%. If he follows that opinion, he can do it. And once he does it for himself, you also can derive benefit, because it was done then in a manner that was 100%. But you are not allowed to say to him, I'm very thirsty, I can't open it, can you open it for me? Because he's your Shabbos guy. That is usur. You're not allowed to tell another Jew to do something for you that you cannot do, and you're not allowed to even tell a guy to do it for you if you do not do it.
What happens if a Jew volunteers, comes in, he walks into the Kiddush, and he goes around the stage?
So he did it for himself. You have to say that in that case he's doing it for himself, or he's doing it for people who do it. So once it's been done for people who are doing it for their own benefit, then you yourself, who would otherwise not do it, are lechatchila allowed to derive benefit. It's only also when it's been done specifically for you. But if it's been done for themselves, let's tell Azan, I can't do it, and you, I can't ask you, but if you'll take a little drink for yourself. Here's a bottle of soda. Open it and take a little sip yourself, so you've derived benefit. Then I'm allowed to continue on to derive benefit. Okay? That's always within camp. And then when I was a little kid, so the people, you allowed to have this, so the people, it was always a Shabbos guy. So you give it to the person. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to give your can of soda to someone in your bunk who opens cans of soda in order that only you will drink the can of soda. If you'll give him to drink also, and will give someone else in the bunk who would have otherwise done it, then it's smooth. But to go tell a person who would not do it, that is categorically forbidden. Okay, what other types of issues? So we talk about the little apple juice box that he holds. Is lechatchila allowed to insert the straw? Okay, opening up a plastic cases of paper plates, that is mutke. The envelopes we discussed. Can just try to remember any other type of container, any type of container we forgot to discuss. What? Also opening up a plastic bag of potato chips. Potato chips and pretzels. You don't have to do it in a destructive way. You're allowed, he writes, to lechatchila open up on the top. Because since these are disposable, the plastic bags, which the potato chips and the pretzels and the popcorn are stored, are by nature, these are disposables. There is no din of korea on these type of containers, and you're allowed to open it even in a constructive way on the very, very top, where it's where it was originally sealed. A box is sealed. The plastic inside the box sealed is the same. So even the boxes of all of these things are, I think he says, are disposables. Anything that is purely disposable, is mutter. If it's semi disposable, which we really associate bottles, because bottles to some degree are not 100% disposable. We use bottles every so often. That's where people are more, they ask the questions. And when dealing with nettle, so nettle is, you know, nettle is something which is more significant. So that's even more of a problem. So these are the different targets.
A bottle of kosher milk with a blue top.
So it's the same, exact issue. Same exact issue of the of opening up the seal. It's koirea and it's make bepatish. You're dealing with two issues. Opening up the seal on a bottle of milk, the cardboard containers the milk with a plastic seal, you're dealing with an issue of make bepatish and an issue of koirea. It's disposable.
Well, you said before, but on a bottle it's not make bepatish because it's a bottle of it.
No, there's no binyan. There's no binyan because the bottle is already a bottle to begin with. The bottle starts off as a bottle. The shayla of binyan is on the cap. The cap is the shayla. So the bottle of milk also, you have a bottle of milk, if it has a seal, a lot of them don't have seals. The bottles of milk that have the plastic seals, they're not glued. There's no rim. I don't think so. They can be taken off. The seal is underneath. You take off the cap, and then there is a seal. But the cap itself does not have. The seal. But opening up the seal, you're doing a makib patish to the. That's a shalot. The makib patish to the carton. The carton.
No, the seal is put on separately. It was a kli and they put on
the seal goes in the garbage. When you take off the seal,
the seal is put on after it's a kli.
So the carton is not. You're not doing binyan on the carton because the carton was complete before they put the milk inside. So there's no shayla of boine on the carton.
Right.
There's no shayla of boine on the cap because the cap is completely separate.
But if the cap
Korea is what?
The seal is not the makib patish. It's the cap that's makib patish.
No, the cap is completely separated.
The seal is only with the cap. You need the cap. So taking off the seal doesn't help.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's like a kesher with al-kesher.
You makib patish on the bottle of milk.
Right, but this taking off the seal is not completing the bottle.
Why?
Because you can't use it without the seal. You still need a cap. When you put a cap, you...
Of course,
you
have, wait a minute. I can use a bottle with an open top.
Right. Without a cap at all?
There's water in it.
It's like, yeah, but then you haven't finished the clay.
That's the clay. The clay is just all the water. You have a pitcher. It has no cover on it.
We had the question of a sparum. If you're allowed to open it, it was just...
glue on the outside. It's mutter.
The plastic paper on it, there's a little piece of glue. There's nothing on it. So what's the problem thinking of that it makes it a clay? The book was a book before, and the clay was a clay before. If you put on a cap, then you can put it in the fridge on the side, whatever it is. You're completing it. No one ever considered a piece of paper on it to keep it sanitary or whatever as the makib patish.
Okay, one last thing. If you notice, the yeshivisha brands, the Mayim Chaim, the yeshivisha brands of soda.
You mean the one that comes in colors and not colors?
Exactly. If you notice, they advertise, this is a new thing, this is like this generation, typical for this generation, they advertise that the caps are Shabbos caps. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Let me see, they have it? Mayim Chaim, look at the cap.
Holy, holy, holy.
Okay, advertising. You will have to look at it, really. There's a different type of cap, you see.
No, this is not the one. No, this is not it. There are brands. Next time you're in the supermarket, look at the cap. There are certain brands, the yeshivisha brands, they advertise. They don't have the ring. They have... Okay, Rabbi Sai, we will stop here. Let's take a break.
What about those things when you reseal it? You open it on the top, and then reseal it.
You open on the top and it reseals.
Yeah, it's like a plastic bag.
Oh, Ziploc, mutter. Ziploc, it's mutter. That's not called kesher. That's nothing. That's fine. It's fine. Ziploc, the Ziploc bag. Yeah, that's mutter. That's not kesher. That's perfectly fine.
It's very interesting what they did with those caps.
What happened to you? It's terrible.
I fell yesterday. And
you fell? Went to the doctor? He gave this to you?
No.
You have this at home?
I figured it out.
Self-medicated.
You know, Excel. No, the caps. You look it up.
You're right. This is a different type of cap. New cap. New technology.
But they sold.
No spirals.
So this one, that's why, first of all, it's easier to put on.
Okay.
It's less plastic.
Okay.
But they cost millions.
It's also a spiral, though. Look very carefully. There's also a spiral.
No, this is the old cap. You see, look over here. It's not a spiral.
There's three on the bottom.
You see it's broken up? Over here, you see two.
But look, on the bottom, there's already three.
That's the third one, just for the third.
And it's on a little angle, a little bit of an angle, teeny bit of an angle.
Yeah, I see it, the third one. Yeah. Hold it.
I get the idea. The machine is able to put it on.
The machine just gives it a zets
and it goes on.
What I think the machine does is it grabs it here.
On the bottom?
And it squeezes it here.
I see.
And the only, you see, if you notice, there's a thicker rim over here, this one over here?
Yeah.
You broke it about a month.
That's where. That's what keeps this on. You see this little thing?
Yeah.
That's the safety that you shouldn't pop it out. That's part of this.
Okay.
When they squeeze it on, there's a little rim here. It's a fraction of a...
So they paid $700 billion to change all of these things?
Machinery to put it on. But they say...
And what's the mile of why? Yeah,
2 miles.
Less plastic?
One, it's a plastic that can be recycled. The old plastic was hard plastic.
Yeah.
You notice three bottles are also much thinner.
Yeah.
It's a new type of plastic that is a recycle. So this... And now, I think they were able to recycle 60%. Now they're able to recycle up to 90% of the gun with the cap.
With the cap.
And even in here, they use less plastic. They use less plastic to make here. It's much easier to make a spiral, which has to be accurate in rejections. You look at the cans of soda. I don't agree with him with the cans. The cans of soda today are one piece.
Yeah.
It used to be cans of soda was a round tube.
Yeah.
And they put a bottom and a top.
Okay.
They put a bottom on it. They got the company came, had a machine, took around a piece of steel, turned it, sealed it, put a bottom on it. All the bottoms ran through were filled with soda, and then a different machine put a top on it and had an electronic welder.
Okay.
That's the way they used to make it. If you notice, they don't do it today. They put in a piece of metal in a press, a round blank, and the bottom, they squeeze it into a round, and the bottom has like a little concave. It's one solid piece. It's thinner, and the concave is the arch which gives support to the can.
How do they get the soda inside?
No, after they have the shape of the soda, they pour in on top. You're wrong with the cans. They fill all the cans, and then they have a separate machine that puts the tops on. They come in the soda, and they're going through.
Okay, let's learn for a few minutes.
It's going through the cans, and then they put the